This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, July 27th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, China. The FBI has quietly killed a plan to build a $100 million Chinese garden in Washington, D.C. Why would the Federal Bureau of Investigations object to a Chinese garden? That's because their counterintelligence officers noticed a certain pattern developing. The plan, to give you some background, began in 2017 when local D.C. officials agreed with Chinese leaders on the plan to build a Chinese garden and a 12-acre piece of ground inside the National Arboretum. This was thought to be a good way to strengthen ties between the U.S. and China after some strain. President Trump at the time talking tough about China and its economic warfare against the United States. Anyway, this would have transformed this 12 acres with Chinese temples, a pagoda, native Chinese shrubbery, and so forth. It would have been quite beautiful. But then somebody noticed that the Chinese wanted to send the building materials for the pagoda in diplomatic pouches, meaning that our customs officers under law would not have been allowed to inspect the contents. Then someone else pointed out that this location on the highest piece of ground in Washington, D.C. was only 2 miles from the U.S. Capitol, meaning perfectly situated for signals intelligence collection. In other words, the Chinese wanted to use it to spy on the United States government. Well, it's what governments do, but you got to be smart so that you're not allowing it to happen to you. Counterintelligence officials then noticed a certain pattern of Chinese land investments in property bordering on U.S. military bases in the Midwest and South, especially those like this one in Wyoming, which hosts some of our strategic missile reserves. Also, the FBI noticed that when they bought this land, they were putting up cell towers featuring with Huawei electronic equipment in areas where it didn't make any financial sense for the local phone companies. The Huawei equipment, they determined, was capable of capturing and disrupting secret Defense Department communications, including those used by U.S. Strategic Command. That's the command that oversees our nuclear arsenal. In other words, China would have been able to disrupt when and where our nukes were deployed, if and when they are ever deployed. This is a bad thing. Maybe I'm a little paranoid, but this is one of the reasons I don't like using Zoom. It is a Chinese company, and all that information going back, not that we're going to share any strategic secrets with the Chinese. And truth be told, all of the big tech companies are spying on us anyway. Apple, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, it's all going somewhere. There is no privacy anymore in the 21st century. Topic number 4, would you like chips with that? We're talking semiconductors, that is. A report by Bloomberg last Thursday found that Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corp., that's SMIC, which is China's premier computer chip manufacturing company, has developed the ability to produce chips to the highest Western standards, despite the fact that there are sanctions from the U.S. and our Western allies against China intended to prevent exactly this. According to a report confirmed by Bloomberg, SMIC has produced Bitcoin mining semiconductors with a 7-nanometer technology since last July. Now, that refers to the size of the transistors on the chip, which is important for a couple reasons. The smaller you can make the transistors, the more of them you can pack onto a chip, which gives it more processing power. And the smaller the distance is that those signals have to travel, since they are limited by the speed of light, the faster they are. You're talking about really small distances, but even a small improvement in the distance the signal travels can result in an increase in the power of the chip. So here's the thing. If previously, SMIC had only been able to produce chips to a 14-millimeter standard. The best that Intel here in the United States can produce is 12-nanometer. Did I say millimeter? Nanometer. Again, SMIC now producing to 7-nanometer, which our chip makers here, Intel mainly, cannot match. It's not expected that Intel will reach that benchmark until next year. Bottom line here is the Chinese are now producing computer chips beyond what we can produce here in the United States, and this is a national security issue. Topic number 3, the stunt squad. That squad being Representatives Ocasio-Cortez and Omar. They were among 17 members of Congress arrested last week in front of the Supreme Court. during a protest over the court's decision about a month ago that overturned Roe versus Wade, the ruling that found somehow in Invisible Ink a right to abortion in the United States Constitution. Turns out this stunt, this protest, was coordinated by a progressive dark money group funded by billionaire George Soros. The Washington Examiner reported, quote, "Getting arrested was the whole point of the stunt," Ocasio-Cortez said in an Instagram post last Tuesday. She said organizers of the Center for Popular Democracy, or CPD, asked her and her colleagues to submit themselves for arrest in front of the Supreme Court, end quote. CPD Action co-executive director Andrew Friedman told the Washington Post back in 2018 that it had received over $1 million per year in funding from George Soros's Open Society Foundations. CPD Action linked to a fundraising page on Facebook that urged activists to continue acts of civil disobedience like the one it coordinated with the 17 members of Congress who got arrested. Now, Ocasio-Cortez and Omar, both widely mocked by conservative commentators and people on social media for pretending to be handcuffed during the protest. You see in the pictures there, they're both walking, hands behind their backs. If you watch the video, which is widely available on the web, before they move out of frame, both of them raise the right arm in a power salute, which obviously you can't do if your hands are zip-tied behind your back. Ocasio-Cortez insisted she wasn't pretending to be in handcuffs. This is best practice when you're being escorted by police. Just pretend you're being handcuffed so they don't think you're a threat, apparently. Bottom line is this was all just a bit of political theater to gin up sympathy for their particular point of view. And of course, now we know that it was all coordinated and funded by a George Soros-backed organization. Speaking of the rights of the unborn, topic number two, Kansas, where voters will become the first state to vote on a constitutional amendment about abortion next week, Tuesday. This vote, just a little more than a month after that Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe versus Wade, Kansans go to the polls next Tuesday to decide whether the right to an abortion is protected by the Kansas Constitution. Now, currently, abortion is still legal in Kansas, but Kansas law prohibits abortion after 22 weeks of pregnancy, except in cases where the life and health of the mother are in jeopardy. And in the case of minors, parents must be notified in Kansas. In this vote next Tuesday, a yes vote supports amending the Kansas Constitution to state that nothing in the state constitution creates a right to abortion or requires government funding for abortion, and that the state legislature has the authority to pass laws regarding abortion. A no vote next Tuesday in Kansas would mean that a 2019 legal precedent would be maintained, this precedent stating that there is a right to abortion in Kansas. Let's pray between now and next Tuesday. Coming up, Joe Biden, apparently the face of white supremacy. I'll explain next on 5 and 10.
The book of Genesis prophesied that the Messiah would be born of the seed of the woman. But Genesis also predicted another seed would arrive on earth. And he is the final Nephilim. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive. When you order Ryan Peterson's new book, The Final Nephilim, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the never-before-seen exclusive DVD content, Quantum Prophecy, starring Ryan Peterson and Josh Peck, and The Assyrian, a video expose of an ancient evil. In the new groundbreaking book, The Final Nephilim, author and researcher Ryan Peterson details how, while many have portrayed the Antichrist to be a charismatic military genius, he will actually be something far more sinister. He is the final Nephilim, a fallen angelic human hybrid who will use occult power to lure most of the world into the greatest deception in human history. Through his revelatory research, Ryan Peterson answers questions such as, will the fallen angels once again attempt to mingle themselves with the seed of men? Who or what is the Antichrist, and does he have a supernatural origin? What is the connection between quantum physics and the biblical symbolism of the scroll? What role do UFOs and alien phenomena play in end-time events? And how do Jesus' warnings about the days of Noah decipher the prophecies of Revelation? You'll also receive the never-before-released interview, Quantum Prophecy, on DVD, where Skywatch TV's own Josh Peck sits down with Ryan Peterson to speak about quantum physics as it relates to biblically prophetic topics, such as the mark of the beast, ancient antichrists, and angels. And as an added bonus, Quantum Prophecy also includes four of the absolute best episodes of Josh Peck's popular television show, Into the Multiverse, entitled Untangling Quantum Entanglement, Quantum Tunneling, The Strangeness of Quantum Fields, and The Real Science and Fake Religion of Quantum Biology. But that's not all. We're also including the never-before-seen content on DVD entitled The Assyrian, where Ryan Peterson goes into detail about an ancient evil who once walked on the earth and is set to return from the abyss to enter human flesh once again and to continue his reign of terror. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So prepare for a study in Revelation that travels through time and space to decipher the most mysterious prophecies of the apocalypse. This collection is only available through Skywatch TV, so don't delay. The final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, this is the face of white supremacy. Joe Biden, who continues to work despite his positive diagnosis for COVID-19, this is according to Dr. Kimberly Sue, a Yale University medical professor, who tweeted out that President Biden is displaying, and I quote, white supremacy urgency, end quote, by continuing to work while he's sick. White supremacy urgency. Now again, Dr. Kimberly Sue, Yale Medical, not just some random person on Twitter. Apparently, the Twitterverse found that phrase, white supremacy urgency, for working while under the weather, so ridiculous, the Twitter backlash forced her to make her account private. Now, you may be asking yourself, what exactly is white supremacy urgency? Good question. I hadn't heard of the phrase until I found this story at Not The Bee, notthebee.com. Great site for news. It features stories that are so ridiculous you think they're parody, but they're not. The parody site, sister site to Not The Bee, is thebabylonbee.com. Best parody site in internet history. Anyway, white supremacy urgency. In 2019, Rutgers University professor Brittany Cooper suggested that time itself is racist. Yes, time. One example being the Earth rotating around the sun. The passage of time in a linear fashion from the past through the present to the future. According to Professor Cooper, this is a European thing. Yes, only us white folk, apparently, see time as a linear function. In her world, people of color see past, present, and future as coexisting simultaneously, and so therefore, things like being on time or wanting to get things done in a timely manner, examples of white supremacy. So, white supremacy urgency, having a deadline, trying to meet it, that is white supremacy. She also suggests that existence outside of time is why people of color still see themselves as enslaved and targets of racism, even though they may not actually experience those things today. They exist outside of time in Professor Cooper's world. So if you add it all up, President Biden, a white supremacist for not just sitting back and letting things burn while he deals with his COVID. But of course, you know that if you've been paying attention the last couple of years, if he did that, then there would be those who would complain that he was white supremacist for being able to take the time off to rest up because, yeah, you fill in the rest. What this shows us, actually, is that everybody should be limited as to how much Twitter they can consume in the course of a week. Because it's people who never touch grass who wind up actually believing stuff like this. Skywatch Films, the new division of Skywatch TV, presenting to you cutting-edge topics and making it available to you instantly for as little as just $3. Subjects like the UFO phenomenon, the transhumanist movement, which is really just a science fiction religion that tries to convince our kids and grandkids that we will overcome death through technology. The Bible tells us that all of us will be raised up, that all of us live forever. The question is where you're going to spend eternity. Find out more and get instant access in full HD to Skywatch Films at skywatchfilms.com. Skywatchfilms.com. Just a couple of days left to take advantage of our special, which is very timely considering that July marks the 75th anniversary of the Roswell event. Something crashed in the desert outside of Roswell. There are those who would have you believe that it was, in fact, extraterrestrials. In fact, a whole industry has grown up to sell you on that idea. Well, 5 years ago, Josh Peck and I wrote the book, The Day the Earth Stands Still, to show you step-by-step documented evidence that the whole idea is based in the occult. It goes all the way back to the Greek philosophers of the pre-Christian era, repackaged by Helena Blavatsky, Aleister Crowley, the horror fiction author H.P. Lovecraft, and then finally delivered in the form of the best-selling archaeology book in history, Chariots of the Gods, Eric von Daniken. We'll send a copy of this book to you for your gift of any amount during the month of July if you're in the U.S. or Canada. Find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or call us at 844-750-4985. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk about the Antichrist. Ryan Peterson joins us to discuss his book, The Final Nephilim. He suggests that the Antichrist, the son of perdition, the man of sin, the man of lawlessness, will be a hybrid. He talks with Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team. Don't miss this program. It is very thought-provoking. And Ryan is an excellent researcher who finds information from scholars who lived before some of the more recent archaeological discoveries that show us how pervasive the cult of the dead, in other words, the worship of these hybrid creatures was in the ancient world. Greece, Rome, Canaan. It goes back all the way to Mount Hermon. Our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air programs at skywatchtv.com/channels. But you can set your own schedule just by adding the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV or downloading our free mobile app. Either way, you get access to all of our video content and you watch it on your schedule. One advantage, well, two advantages, actually, of the mobile app is that you get news updates three times a week, news items the mainstream media overlooks in hopes that you'll miss, and a calendar of our upcoming events as well. The mobile app available for iOS, Android, Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets, and to make things easy, we have links to the app stores for each of those platforms posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar at our website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.